Lord, for our time in prayer tonight. And just encourage you to take these requests with you and continue to bring them before the throne of grace individually and as couples and as families. Thankful for our prayer times each Wednesday night. I know a number of us were able to enjoy the ice cream on Sunday night, as well as the presentation by Brother Larry Allen regarding their adoptions. Anybody have a preferred flavor of ice cream from the other night? Anybody have like a, Miss Barbara? Mango pineapple. You really like that, huh? All right, Larry? All of the above. He can't narrow it down. Yes, Mr. Sonny, I knew you'd have a favorite kind of ice cream. Butter pecan. How about Miss Linda? Second on that. Okay. So probably most of us, you know, if we could narrow it down. And I did Larry's thing. I got a little bit of everything and mixed it up, so I'm not sure what any of it tasted like individually. But I want you to just imagine a scenario now for a moment, okay? Ice cream. So my wife, her special ice cream that she makes is Butterfinger. So that was Butterfinger. Some of you got some of that the other night. So let's say that you ask me, Mark, what was your preferred flavor of ice cream? And I say, Butterfinger. Butterfinger. Now, why did I say that? Well, my wife made it. So it's, but what if when I went into the gym the other night and went up and suppose that Larry said you can only have one kind, all right? You only have one kind, or whoever, with Brian Hiller, he was the keeper of the ice cream. You only have one kind. And what would you say if I went in and went over to the pineapple mango and got a big bowl of that? Say I was in the doghouse? You'd probably say, I thought your preferred flavor was Butterfinger. So in theory, my favorite was Butterfinger, but in actual practice, when it came down to it, my preference was something else. Even though I would always say Butterfinger is my preferred flavor. So with that little scenario in our minds, we're going to go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 for our devotional thought tonight. You're familiar, most of you, with this passage, introductory to the Gospel of John, where John is presenting the Lord Jesus and His deity as the Son of God. He begins, of course, by declaring the Lord Jesus as the Word that was with God and was God and was in the beginning, who made all things, in whom was life. And I want you to go down with me, if you would, to verse 15. Verse 15. John bore witness of Him, speaking of the Word, and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me.'" Now to verse 27, John continuing to speak, "It is He who, coming after Me, is preferred before Me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose." And finally, verse 30, speaking of the Lamb of God who takes away to the sin of the world, John says, "This is He of whom I said, 'After Me comes a man who is preferred before Me, for He was before Me.'" In each of those verses, we have that little phrase, John speaking about the Lord Jesus, and says that He was preferred before Me. The King James uses that little phrase. The New King James, from which I'm reading, uses that phrase. Many other translations use that phrase. Other translations will have something to the effect of, "is of a higher rank," or "is superior," that being the thought. It's interesting that the Greek word is a very simple word, just "to be." But in the context, it's clear that the thought is that this one of whom John speaks is of a higher rank, a higher station. He is preferred. He is the preferred one, preferred before John, who was doing the speaking, John the Baptizer. My first question is, who is doing the preferring? Who is doing the ranking? When John makes this declaration, bearing witness of the Lord Jesus, and says, "He who comes after me is preferred before me," who is preferring him? Who is the one who is making that rank, who is establishing that rank? Well, I think that we would definitely see God the Father saying he is preferred. He is of the highest rank. He is superior to all. But I think also you have John bearing witness not only what he knows from God the Father, but also his own declaration personally. That this one, even though he was after me, he was born about 3 months or 6 months after John, Jesus was born. And then, of course, John, his ministry started publicly before the ministry of the Lord Jesus. So in both those senses, John came before the Lord Jesus, but he said, this one, even though he came after me, he actually is preferred before me. He is of a higher rank. He is superior to me. And I've been thinking about that little phrase, preferred before me. Preferred before me. You know, tonight I just want us to think a little bit about us in this room and our own declaration. Is the Lord Jesus preferred before me? Is the Lord Jesus preferred before you? Now, the reason I started out with the little ice cream story was to make that point that I think all of us in this room would state unequivocally, without hesitation, the Lord Jesus is preferred before me. Obviously. That's so obvious and clear. Why would we even need to talk about it? John said it 3 times. It was recorded. He probably said it more than that, but we have it recorded that he said it 3 times. So the question for me that I've been wrestling with is that in practice, not just in theory, not just in declaration, but in practice, in my life, the way that I act, do I truly prefer the Lord Jesus, the Word, the Light, the Lamb of God, before myself? And what about you? What about you? Not in what you say, that's important. We've got to start there. But in what we do. Do the actions of our lives reflect that, yes, we do prefer the Lord Jesus above ourselves, before ourselves? We see Him of the higher rank. So that's what I want us to reflect on for a few minutes tonight. 3 practical areas. Do I truly and practically prefer the Lord Jesus to myself in these 3 areas? And we could look at so much tonight, but we're going to look at these 3 things. First of all, in purpose. Purpose. So what's my purpose? As I get up each day and go throughout my day and I make decisions, what's my purpose? Well, I can tell you that my purpose has a plan, and here it is, right here. It's guided by this little book. This is not a New Testament if you don't have your glasses on. This is a day timer. I've got a smartphone, but I've not graduated. I've got the calendar on there, and I'm trying to get that, but I can't quite get there. I've been using this for too many years. But, you know, this is what I want to accomplish. I wrote down here today, I listed the things, and one of the highlights of my day is to check something off that list. Man, that feels so good. Feels so good. So it's almost like my purpose is to accomplish the things on my to-do list. Is there anything wrong with that? not in itself. I thought about Paul in Acts 20:16, and Luke records that Paul made a decision. He was going to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. That was his goal. He wanted to accomplish that goal. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with me, I don't think, having a list of things that I feel need to be done that day. But is that preferred before the Lord Jesus? What's His purpose for me? I was thinking about Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, and you could say He had many purposes for me, but I think this is really somewhat of an overarching purpose. You may think of one that arches even over that. But he says there in Romans 8:29, Paul writes, speaking of God, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." You see, the Lord Jesus has a purpose for me. I'm going to be like him. And when I got up this morning, the Lord Jesus had a purpose for me that throughout the events of the day and the activities and the people that I would come in contact with and the events that would intersect with my life and the things, the problems I would face and the uncertainties and the joys and all of that would all be a part of Him fulfilling His purpose to bring me a little bit closer to the image of Him, who He is. That His character would be reflected in my life. So I think, when it comes to purpose, do I truly prefer the Lord Jesus before myself? What does my life say about that? If you could have followed me around today and not only watched what I did, but got into my head and saw what I thought, would you say Mark Shelley prefers the Lord Jesus before himself? Or would you say, based on his life and what he did today, I believe Mark Shelley must prefer himself before the Lord Jesus? Purpose. The second area is pleasure. Pleasure. My pleasure. To enjoy the things that are particularly attractive to me. Again, is that wrong? If I enjoy a sunset, is it wrong for me to sit out and enjoy the sunset? If I enjoy taking a run, is it wrong for me to go out and take a run and get some exercise and fresh air? Is there wrong? Of course. Nothing wrong with that. If you enjoyed a good meal tonight, we read in 1 Timothy 6:17 that the living God has given us richly, or gives us richly, all things to enjoy. So it's not that God is saying, I don't want you to enjoy anything. I don't want you to have any pleasure. That's not what He's saying at all. But that comes back to me. What is the Lord Jesus' pleasure? What really pleases Him? You know, I was thinking about Matthew 17:5, and again, your mind can go to many different verses, and there at the Mount of Transfiguration, when God said that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Well pleased. I wonder what the Father said about His Son, Mark Shelley, today. Did He say, Mark Shelley wanted to do the things that pleased my Son? And that's what He did. And that's how He made His decisions today. And that's how He chose to do what He did. And that's why He acted like He acted. Because He put my Son before Himself. And He preferred the Lord Jesus before Himself. And therefore, that's why He made the decisions. Or would God the Father say, you know, Mark said that he prefers my Son before himself, but that's not the way he lived his life today. Based on his choices, that is not what he showed. And then thirdly, prestige. My prestige, my glory. What other people think about me. Now again, is there necessarily anything wrong with that? Well, Proverbs 22:1 says that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. I should have a good testimony. I want people to think well of me. But you know, that can so easily just veer off a little bit into self-centeredness and pride and self-glory. If I prefer the Lord Jesus before me, I'll be very much more concerned about what other people think about Him than I will about what they think about me. That they'll want to speak well of Him more so than to speak well of me. But I know myself. John 17:1, the Lord Jesus lifted up His eyes to heaven and He prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that Your Son also may glorify You." Do I truly prefer the Lord Jesus before myself? In my daily purpose, in the pleasure that I seek, in the prestige that is primary with me, is it about the Lord Jesus or is it about me? Who's really more important? You know, I want us just to close. We have about a minute left, and I just want us to have a moment of really just silent prayer. And what I'm going to do during this period of silent prayer, and I'm going to encourage you to do, is two things. First of all, I just want to confess to the Lord the sin that I see in my own heart of in reality and practicality, preferring myself before Him. And that breaks my heart to say that, but it's true. And then the second part of that prayer, I just want to consecrate myself to practically seeking to prefer Him before me by the grace of God, by the power of the Spirit, not in my own flesh. But I want to encourage you and invite you to do that. And I'm just give us a minute to do that, and I'll close us in prayer. Father, we thank You for, in Your love, shining the MRI of Your Word upon our hearts and upon our lives and revealing to us who we really are. Father, we thank You that before You, our position through faith in the Lord Jesus is forgiven. We are forgiven. We are holy. We are righteous. We are Your child. We are secure. But Father, we thank You for also showing us what we are in practicality on a daily basis. And Lord, we are thankful that we're not what we were. We're thankful for spiritual growth. Father, we, though, have a desire to be more like Your Son. Lord, we long to please Him before we please ourselves. Father, we want His prestige to be foremost in our minds rather than our own glory. Father, I confess personally that I have often failed in this. And sometimes, Father, I feel like I fail in this more than I'm victorious in this. And I thank You for the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. And I thank You when we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You are faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, even the unrighteousness that comes from preferring ourselves before Your precious Son, the Lord Jesus. And Father, I just want to consecrate myself and these fellow believers who, Father, have that same heart, that we want to live lives that, Father, practically do demonstrate to You that we prefer Your Son before ourselves. He is worthy. He has the highest rank. He is above all things. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Father, He is at His rightful place at Your right hand. And Father, we want our lives to reflect that. Thank You for Your tenderness. Thank you for the graciousness of the way that you touch our lives and gently direct us in the right way. Father, help us to respond and encourage one another and lean on you. Father, we cannot do it. We've tried in our own strength. We're going to fail again if we try it in our own strength. But thank you that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, give us the victory by the Holy Spirit. And we pray in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, whom we truly desire to prefer above ourselves. Amen.